which is married to a young man, Mr. Lloyd Humphreys from Seven Pie, and she has been living in Seven Pie for a number of years. They built a home. And yesterday, when I got the news, I was at Mass in Sansouvé. Yesterday when I got the news, and I really could not believe it, you know, and I had to double-check. It's very, very sad indeed, and it's a very sad day for the entire constituency, but more particularly the residents of Seven Pie. She was the clerk of the Seven Pie of the Cottage Village Council, which includes Seven Pie, and she was a very well known and pleasant young lady, you know. And I think that she'll be sadly missed. But more importantly, Curtis, I want to really sympathize with the residents of Seven Pie itself, because this is the third or fourth death that they've been having in the last 6 weeks. And three of those, Tyson Laville, who we buried a couple of weeks ago, and Dissima Joseph, who was about 59, who's not yet buried. And now we have Nicole Humphreys, who was 49, I heard in the news, 49 years old. And you can imagine the type of sadness that is now enveloping the residents of Seven Pie. And I want to wish them very well, and to say to them that be of good cheer and try to be courageous. It's difficult to ask somebody to be courageous in such tragic times, but that's the only choice we have. And to pray to God that we have really seen the end of these sudden deaths and the death of our young people in the community. She'll be sadly missed, and I want to extend my deepest condolences to her husband, her children, her relatives in Jubla, and the residents on a whole, and to the members of the Cottage Seven Pie Tantan Tukari Village Council, of which she was the clerk.
I'm told that she also has family, but you said she's from Jubla. So
yeah, she's from Jubla, and Curtis, it just shows us how fragile life is, and how this breath. This breath that we take for granted, it can be snuffed away from us in a few seconds, because there it is. There it is that she was coming from Jubla, when the intention was to take her ailing mom to the beach to spend the day with her, and she didn't make it back home. And that should serve as a reminder to all of us that life is very, very fragile, and all the good we can do in this world, let us do it now. Let us not wait for the future, because the future does not belong to us, and we don't know what the future holds for us. Me and you may be here right now, and this may be our last time we might see each other. You may just step out of my office, or I may step out of the office, and bam, I'm gone. So let us use this, let us use her passing as an opportunity for us to do some introspection, do some reflections, and let us guarantee ourselves that we're doing the right thing for the right people. That whenever that moment arises and we have to go before our Maker to be judged, that we will be able to give a very good account of our life on this earth. We are just mere pilgrims, and we're on a journey, and that journey has an end. The only thing that's certain, Curtis, is death, and we have to prepare ourselves and prepare for it adequately.